Hello again, everyone. Pete Moss here. Before we celebrate birds, let's take a moment to reflect on the land beneath our feet. Today, I'm standing in Treaty 13 territory in Tukaranto. Tukaranto, or Toronto, as it's often called now, has been home to Indigenous peoples since before we can remember. Nations like the Wendat, Haudenosaunee, and Anishinaabe, who include the Mississaugas of the Credit, have been raising their families, caring for gardens, and of course, making music since time immemorial, and continue to do so to this day. This land has benefited me since before I can remember, before my parents can remember, and even before my grandparents can remember. It has provided me with yummy food to eat, fresh air to breathe, clean water to drink, and materials to protect me from weather. Birds have also helped me, and even if you're like, whatever, birds are boring, they've helped you too. Birds help spread pollen and seeds around so that plants can grow, and some of them even eat mosquitoes. You know what they say, more birds in the sky, less slap in your thigh. Okay, I made that one up. Anyway, we, of course, can also help birds. We can hang bird feeders and keep them filled with fresh seed. We can make special houses, and we can plant things they enjoy that make lots of seeds and fruit. An apple a day keeps the birds saying hey. Okay, that's also not a real saying. We can also go looking for birds because they are a lot of fun to look at. Some birds do the strangest things, like the other day I was reading that pigeons regurgitate food to try to impress mates. Oh, and there was this other time I saw an owl and a hawk in a standoff, and the owl was like all puffed out, and the hawk was like freaking out, like sounded almost like a dolphin, and I really...
Pete, we're all waiting for you to count us in.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry. You know what they say, the latest birds sing the prettiest songs. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm not sure they do say
one, and a two, and a one, two, three.